Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, Christian Sager here. Not that long ago, soft target was just a term used by military, federal, or police operations, but it sadly entered everyday terminology. We're talking about a mall, a church, or a nightclub. These soft targets are considered any public place where security is limited and are potentially populated by a high number of victims. Active shooter is another headshaker in today's lexicon. Its definition is someone with a gun or guns trying to kill as many people as possible, basically a mass shooting. And these shootings seem to be happening more often in the U.S. and in places that are considered safe, a movie theater, a sporting event, a music festival. The chances of dying in a mass shooting, this is a shooting where four or more people are killed at once, they're low, just one in 15,325 people, according to a data analysis by Business Insider. But staying vigilant when visiting these so-called soft targets, especially if the unthinkable happens, could save your life. In today's episode, we're sharing some tips from Paul Merritt, owner of Fortress Consulting, which specializes in helping businesses guard themselves against active shooter situations. First of all, it's important to be prepared, not paranoid and not terrified, but be prepared. This is actually the important first step in maintaining your safety. Once you come to grips with the idea that you might one day find yourself in an active shooter situation, you take precautions. Next, always be situationally aware. When you fly on a plane, for instance, flight attendants tell you where the exits are located. Do the same when you're at the mall or the movie theater. Look around as you shop or before the movie begins. Where are the exits? Where did you come in? Having an idea of your location will come in handy if a worst-case scenario unfolds. You should also try to deny your denial. A common response from people when they hear gunfire is to assume it's fireworks. But if you think about it, there are very few places in which you will encounter fireworks. A crowded, soft target is not one of them. So assume it's gunfire and make your next decision. In most shootings, people have room to run or hide. First, note where the gunfire is coming from and move as quickly as possible in the opposite direction toward the nearest exit that you previously noticed. Do not lie down if at all possible. And if you cannot move quickly, find the nearest hiding place and silence your cell phone. Text people instead to let them know your location and whether you need help getting to safety. Finally, once you've removed yourself from danger, run and don't stop going. Call 911, but keep moving until you are completely out of the area. If you can help others without endangering yourself, do so. If you can't leave and are stuck in a hiding place that is safe, stay there until authorities arrive. This could take minutes or hours, but stay hidden. Here's another tip. Learn how to use a tourniquet. You never know when you'll be called upon to use this skill. Stories have emerged from shootings in which proper application of a tourniquet stopped or slowed a victim's bleeding, and it saved someone's life. Merritt says he keeps one tourniquet in his car and one at home. Today's episode was written by Jamie Allen, produced by Tristan McNeil, and for more on this and other topics, please visit us at howstuffworks.com.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.